Rachel Goodman.
Goodman, and where are you from?
I live in Minneapolis.
And this is your first festival.
It is.
And have you been exploring pagan ideas for a while, or?
I am associated with Hedgewatch Coven out of Minneapolis. We're a Gardnerian, and I am in my year and a day. I met them October of last year, started my year and a day in January, so I'm about 8-9 months in.
Cool. And did they help convince you to come, or did you just say, I'm going?
No, they actually just made me aware of this festival, and I decided that it would be a good time to explore the options.
So what was your biggest fear coming down here? I mean, it must be kind of scary to go somewhere you've never been, or?
Well, camping is kind of my forte, so the biggest fear, I guess, was really the unknown. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what to expect, didn't know, you know, simple things like, are people going to camp over the, or, you know, sit around the campfire, or is it, like, more of a group atmosphere, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what have you found?
I have found that you guys create a temporary community, which is pretty incredible, because you don't see that, you don't see this type of thing virtually anywhere. I mean, I've never experienced anything like it.
Mm-hmm. So. It looks like you're kind of camped with a group of people, so you have that aspect. What other things have you participated in?
I did a drumming workshop, and I was fortunate enough to get to Tyler for the hunt ritual, which was incredible. It was so much fun. It was very exhausting, but the best part of that was the procession back after the ritual was finished and being welcomed by everyone and singing and celebrating and being served. And I really did feel like those of us that participated in the ritual were being honored. And I very rarely experienced anything like that.
Great. And then you're also working on the security team here?
Yeah, I've been helping out wherever I can. I've just been volunteering wherever she needs me.
So, how do you feel about contributing then? You're actually contributing quite a bit, helping out in both the site and the rituals. Is that a joyful thing, or is it?
It really is, because if you want to get to know people, you can't hang out on the outskirts and hang out by your tent the entire time. You have to get involved, and one of the ways that you get involved is to volunteer your time, because the best way to get to know somebody is to work beside them.
Great. And so, do you think you'd come back next year?
For sure. I'm going to come for the whole week next year, providing I can get away from work. It's kind of a difficult time to get an entire week out, but it's proven itself to be well worth it, and I've only been here since Wednesday, and today is Friday, and I'm already thinking that Sunday is going to come way too soon.
Didn't know a whole lot of people when you came.
No.
Have you felt welcome? Are people easy to meet and talk to?
It was actually a really good thing that I came on Wednesday, because that's Pi Day. And, you know, I read all of the things, and I want to participate as much as possible, and one of the things it said was to bring a pie to share. So I did. I brought a pie, and got to feed people, like actually feed people, which
that
I
was a good
expecting.
Icebreaker for you.
Yes, I got yelled at for using a fork, so I got rid of the fork, and then I was just, it was good because, you know, I got to go around all the campfires and the merchants and introduce myself and, you know, feed them if they so chose, and if they didn't, it still gave me an opportunity to break the ice.
And are you a seeker while you're down here? Are you happy with your working with Hedgewalker?
I'm very happy with Hedgewalker. Very happy the people have been. They've proven themselves over and over again, as have everybody here, just because it's such a community and they watch out for one another, you know, be it bad weather or, you know, an uncomfortable situation. People are very, very willing to jump in when needed without having to be asked.
So, are you thinking about how you're going to bring this experience home and recreate it there, or are you just going to cherish it? Or
I've already done it. I think I've called my parents about 4 times to let them know what they're missing. because originally I had wanted my mother to come with me, and I told her, you know, I told her to the best of my abilities, but honestly, I was an English major in college, and words are my forte, but words really, I mean, it sounds cliche, but words really can't describe this. It's something that you have to be a part of. You can say the word community, you can say camaraderie, you can say family, but it's somewhere, it's a happy place somewhere in the circle of that.
Mm-hmm. Great. And do you think your parents would have liked it?
I think my dad would have been a little awkward, just because he tends to lean more towards the conservative side, well, in comparison to my mother and I, but I think my mother would have enjoyed the experience, mm-hmm. not gotten as much out of it as I have, just because she's not pagan, or she thinks she's not pagan.
Well, now, in the Minneapolis area, we have quite an active and public pagan community. Yep. Do you want to get involved in that end of it when you get home too? Or?
I am pretty involved already. I mean, not as much as I could be. Time is always a problem, just because I just work way too much. And but I'm, you know, whenever there's an event to go to, if I'm able to make it, I'll go. And
well, thank you very much.
No problem.
All right.